When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Basketball.
2-on-1. Bounce pass. Right side. Got it.
Braves Basketball on WKOK is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Wise Markets, Purdy Insurance, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Benjamin T. Moyer's Furniture, W&L Subaru, Midtown Bistro, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Add One, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Service First Federal Credit Union. Now, let's head courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to Brunch with the Braves. Yeah, I know it's a little closer to noon than it is brunch time, but if this was Sunday, you'd still be thinking brunch, wouldn't you? It's early basketball here on WKOK, even earlier than we'd planned due to the snowstorm that AccuWeather says is going to bring 4 to 8 inches of snow to our area. And if you're looking for any of the cancellations, postponements, and delays from Winternet, just head to WKOK.com and click Winternet all weekend. We'll keep you up to date. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Welcome to Kemp welcome to Just Down from Kemp Memorial Stadium here in Cole Township. It's Shamokin High School, the site for this afternoon's game between the Shamokin Indians, coming in at a record of 8-4 overall, 1-0 in conference play, and the Shikellamy Braves coming in at 4-5 overall, 0-1 in conference play. Chief, what have you seen from Shikellamy on Wednesday night that you would like to see a little bit different here tonight or here this afternoon?
I'd like to see a little more teamwork. They didn't seem to gel as five people on the court working as one. There was a lot of, individual efforts. And it was something that, and this is on the offensive end, and that's something that they're going to have to, get going. You have to involve everybody in your offense. Defensive-wise, I thought when they needed to, they played well. They rebounded. They got out of that man-to-man against Central Mountain, which was killing them because Central Mountain was dribble penetrating and getting by the men from the outside, and the big guys had to step up and try to stop them. So either they got a layup or they got fouled. They went to the zone, and that worked a little bit better. I'd like to see them look like they're having fun too, Kevin. It just seemed like they were having a root canal done while they were out there. And that's the unfortunate part sometimes when you're not winning. All right, you're a little tense, and they need to play basketball for what it's worth, the fun they can have while they're doing it.
Well, I think Shamokin had fun the other night, scoring 86 and only giving up 29 over Jersey Shore. 86-29. This is a Shamokin team that likes to get things going and put on the track shoes, kind of like Central Mountain did.
Well, Jersey Shore, from what I understand, is really down this year. And if you take a team like Shamokin that plays them, if they've got probably eight kids that can score in double figures if you leave them in the game long enough, and they did. They basically, I think everybody that was probably in that game probably was close to 10 or more. And that's something that you can't deny Shamokin. The kids can put the ball in the basket. They can shoot. We were standing down here watching Shamokin's junior varsity warm up, and they only had seven kids, and we watched them make 9 3-pointers in a row. All right. Fortunately for the Braves, they didn't make many in the game, as the baby Braves won pretty handily. But that's something that with Shamokin, you know, they're kind of like Milton was with Tony Fanick a couple of years ago. The 6th, 7th, and 8th players would be probably starting on any other ball team. And that's something that the Braves have not had the luxury of having. In fact, Billy's probably going to start playing some even younger kids, all right, as the season goes along. They've got a nice JV team. They have a couple of freshmen that are playing well. And if you look at Shamokin, I think they've got three kids on the varsity that are playing a lot.
And they're going to start a freshman.
Yeah, and one of them is a very good player.
Well, we'll head into the locker room and talk with Coach Bill Ziegler when we return. It's Shikellamy at Shamokin on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app and on Odyssey.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the place with roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Hose Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Hose Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
You can serve. You can protect. America needs criminal justice professionals now more than ever. And you can become one of them with an associate and or bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Lackawanna College Sunbury campus. Criminal justice is a growing field where you can make a difference as a police or correctional officer, in private security, investigation, or with government agencies. So take the first step. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Welcome back to Shamokin. A little bit of brunch basketball with the Braves. Bill Ziegler joining us here on this early start. First off, I want to talk about that a little bit. How did you get everybody ready to go a little bit earlier than you planned?
Well, that's a lot of the kids' responsibility. You know, we talk about the night before that there's no reason to stay up real late. And, you know, if you need your 8 hours of sleep, so make sure you're in bed at a decent hour and get some breakfast in you and be ready to go. So that, you know, we do practice on Saturday mornings at 8 and 9 o'clock, so it's not like the kids haven't done this before.
Well, now you're getting ready for Shamokin. This is a team that likes to move the ball up and down the court, and they like to transition quickly. Compare this team transition-wise to what you saw Wednesday night.
They're very similar when it comes to that. Both teams want to, you know, push the ball as many opportunities as they can. You know, the big difference between this team and Central Mountain is Shamokin's lot taller, a lot longer.
And you're going to see probably no zone or very little zone.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think we'll see a little bit of both. I do think they're going to come out and try to press and up-tempo us early, try to speed us up, as I'm sure they saw the film versus Central Mountain, where we didn't handle that very well. So I would imagine that they're going to come out and do some full court and try to deny a lot of passes early. We just have to remember that, you know, they're trying to get us to go at a faster tempo than we're comfortable with. We don't need to be in a hurry. We just need to, you know, go at our pace. And, you know, when the opportunity is there, go for it. If not, there's no shot clock. Be patient.
You know, it's when you come into Shamokin, you talk about them playing full court. It's almost like every guy has four hands and four arms, because when you get into a corner, there's arms all over the place. You can get trapped really quick with this team.
Yeah, and this team's long too. They're gonna, they'll probably, you know, now that their point guard Steele's injured, he won't play tonight. But they're probably, you know, gonna start four kids 6'3" or taller, and you know, so when two people 6'3" or taller trap, it does seem like there's many arms out there.
Now, offensively, what do you have to do to get the ball in the basket and get the ball to the basket?
Well, we just have to be a little more selective on the offensive end. You know, they're tall, they're long, so, you know, we don't want to force quick shots over kids that are, you know, taller than us and longer than us. You know, we just need to be a little bit more patient and pick and choose our opportunity wise and make two play one, find the open shooter, and, you know, when the opportunity presents us to drive, take advantage of it.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours. Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Back to Cole Township, Kevin Hur, along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Welcome back for Shikellamy Braves basketball as they take on the Shamokin Indians. A little earlier start than we originally planned, and if you've been following the weather forecast for the last couple of days, you have a pretty good idea why we're doing this or why they set things up a little bit early. Let's give you the starting lineups. We did hear Coach Bill Ziegler say there was a change for Shamokin. One of their normal starters will not be in. It'll be Ryland Price, a 5'10 junior, averaging 6 a game, 50% free throw shooter on the year. Joseph Hyla, 6'6, 11th grader, 16 a game, 63% free throw shooter. Colin Steinhardt, a 6'3 freshman, 3 points a game, 63% free throw shooter. Case Lichty, the 6'2 junior, averaging 12 a game, a 58% free throw shooter. And Jessen Shuey, a 6'4 forward. He's a junior, averaging 12 a game, 55% free throw shooter. We'll give you the starting lineups for the Shikellamy Braves when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK, Odyssey app, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kickoff remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas, and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks, too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third-generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Shiftman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Schick Braves.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Starting lineups for the Shikellamy Braves. We mentioned in one scratch for the game, Xavier Fashaw is out today. That'll bring Johnny L. Bruno to the starting lineup. 5'8 guard is averaging 5 points a game, a 55% free throw shooter. Ryan Williams, the 5'11 guard, is a senior. Williams averaging 8 points a game and a 74% free throw shooter. Asher Moyer will be at forward, the 6'1 junior guard, averaging 58 points a game, averaging 7 points a game. I wish he, and I'm sure he does, wishes he averaged 58. 58% free throw shooter on the year. Logan McAllister will be the other forward. He's a 6'3 senior. McAllister averaging 3 a game, shooting 63% from the free throw line, leads the team in rebounds. Cam Leonard, a 5'11 senior guard. Leonard, leading scorer on the team, averaging 13 a game, an 80% free throw shooter, leads and actually was tied for the team lead in assists. By the way, Williams leads in steals and in blocks. Fisher and Moyer now tied at 5 apiece on the steal side. So again, it'll be Williams, Moyer, McAllister, and Leonard, along with Bruno, for Shamokin at 8-4, 1-0 in conference play. It'll be Price, Heil, Steinhardt, Lichty, and Shuey. And that is our starting lineups. Shamokin will be in their all-white uniforms with purple numerals and trim. The Braves will be in their navy blue with white-trimmed numbers in maroon, and the letters are white-trimmed in maroon.
By the way, DraftKings said the over and under for you mentioning the weather before the start of the game was 5. It's over, folks. So if you bet over, you're okay. Also, the start of the game with corny openings, brunch with the Braves,
right.
All right?
Yeah.
That also won people
was
money.
Was that also a prop bet today?
That won people money, too.
Aisle to center circle. Along with McAllister, it's tipped into the backcourt, and Shamokin will take over, moving left to right as we view things against a 2-3 Braves zone to start things off. Over to the far side, Steinhardt. He'll give it off to Price now. Price drifting between the circles, moving to the right. Now over to the left wing to Steinhardt again. Bounces it in, turnaround jumper for Heil. That one good from about 5 foot from the baseline.
That's a short corner. They have to cover that. The big man on that side went out to the corner. The man on the opposite low box has got to come over, or Joe Heil will have a field day from that 10-foot spot.
Asher Boyer with it. Finds Williams swinging with the back door wide open and lays it up and in for 2 to tie it at 2 apiece. Over to the right side, three-pointer on the way, Steinhardt, in and out, no good. Rebound McAllister, outlet to Williams, now to Leonard. Braves running up the court a little bit, a surprise there. Bruno now flashes in, off the window and in.
Well, they're beating Shamokin at their own game right now, Kevin, pushing the ball and going right to the basket. That wheel route to Williams was pretty. Nobody went with him, Kevin, and he got the pass and scored on the very first play of the game for the Braves.
Over to the right side, between the circles now is Price. Price now moving to the right. Swinging around top of the key, Steinhardt coming around underneath again. That little short one for Heil on the baseline.
Well, he's almost behind the glass. But again, somebody went out and got a hand in his face that time, and he got a good roll to pick up his fourth point of the night. In fact, he's got all the points. Leonard from downtown.
That's a three-pointer for Leonard. This is a team that came into the game averaging about 20% from three-point land.
Shamokin's playing very loosely on the Braves.
And now the return answer for three, no good by Lichty, and a one and done as the Braves get the rebound.
Well, Shamokin brought nobody to the boards. Normally they send 4 people to the offensive boards. That time they did not send anybody.
McAllister out front with it. He'll give it off to Williams. Williams between the circles. Williams, bounce pass left side to Moyer. Moyer runs the baseline, lays up, and an offensive foul.
You know, that was one of the problems that he had last year. He just has a tendency, Asher, to just put his head down sometimes when he gets on the baseline and go to the basket. He's left-handed, and it's a natural move for him, and he picks up his first foul.
I call it the bull rush.
Yeah,
that's what he does. Good.
Well, sometimes you've got to pull up and either pass it back out or take the jump shot.
There's a lob on the in the corner to Shuey, and Shuey puts it up and in.
I don't think Shuey's going to dunk it, but that was off of the
close.
Lob pass, and he put it right up there.
He had thought he couldn't quite get to it because of the angle, but and there's a foul.
No, five-second
call. Five-second call, yeah.
Five-second call. That was pretty shady. Ryan was having a little problem out front with number one Ryan Price guarding him closely, but he got away from him, and it was after he left that they called it.
Top of the key three for the lead, no good. And the rebound underneath by Heil. Heil kicks it over to the left side. They'll go in the corner. Head fake there by Steinhardt. Now swings it to Heil. Near side, Lichty. Perimeter passing now for Shamokin, trailing by one with five to go here in the first. Bounce pass inside. Shuey looking. Kicks it out. Top of the key three. Steinhardt, no. Back iron. Tipped around by Moyer. And McAllister chases it out of bounds. Throws it into the hands of Steinhardt.
No.
And it looks like it should have been Shikellamy basketball.
That's the same official that called the five-second. That ball was actually hit off of Shamokin's player. And the other officials aren't correcting it.
No.
That's bad. That was really bad, folks.
That was definitely a miss there, unfortunately. Shamokin will have the ball over to the left side. Lichty, he'll drive in now and give it to Heil. Heil, no good, and nothing changed, fortunately, after the missed calls. The Braves get the rebound. Now Leonard working his way in. Spins to the inside, goes up, and will draw the foul. This one coming on Price. First foul of the game for Shamokin.
Well, Cam with a nice spin move that time. Almost got the ball to go in. It would have been a nice three-point play for them. Heil picks up number one. I'm sorry, Kevin. I shouldn't have said that, but that was so obvious.
Well, no, it was.
It was so obvious. I mean, the entire Shikellamy section, all right, of fans.
If you were on this side of the court, you could see it better. If you were on the far side of the court, you really couldn't because of being blocked.
The official was right with us.
And that's the real problem, right. Letter shot to extend the lead goes in and out, no good. He'll get another one with 4:31 remaining. And the left-hander puts it up and in. 8-6, 4:31 to go first period. Shikellamy on top by a deuce. Shamokin with the basketball. Price now has it. Comes over to the near side to Steinhardt. Steinhardt driving in from the near wing. Corner three, near side. Heil! And he'll give Shamokin the 9-8 lead.
Well, Joe Heil is 3 for 4. He missed the closest one was about a 5-footer. He missed that, but everything else he's been making.
Leonard gives it to Moyer. Moyer finds a way to get in there, and a beautiful block by Heil. Great defense. He'll find Price. Price will go up and get the transition basket. 11-8 now, a three-point Shamokin lead. Just past the halfway point here in the first period. Driving in, Bruno looked like it was bounced off the foot.
Well, he was trying to get it over to Asher Moyer on the opposite box. And it either went off a foot or went off. If it went off of a foot,
it should have been a kick.
It did, because it's Shikellamy's ball.
Okay.
So the officials did call that one. They changed it.
Steele and Leffler in the game for Shamokin right now.
Braves with the basketball underneath their own basket.
We'll go to the far side as they attack the basket to our left. Williams bounce pass to Bruno. Johnny L will bring it back down with 3:45 to go, trailing at 11-8 after having a three-point lead at one point in this game. Now trail by three. Bruno now finds McAllister inside, tipped away by Heil. Heil with a three-on-three. He'll stop at the foul line. They'll reset. Far side, Lichty three. Short. Oh, it did roll in. Boy, it looked like that was going to be short and just rolled off the rim and in. And a timeout by Shikellamy as Shamokin goes on a bit of a run here now and has a seven-point run and a six-point lead.
I didn't think it was going to be so short as it was such a soft shot, Kevin. It looked like it wasn't going to get there. You're right. But it actually, It actually hit the center of the rim, and
it just rolled over the rim and dropped in.
It was one of those UFOs, all right. It was floating through space, and you're right. I thought that's not even going to make it there.
I mean, the atmosphere in here must be thinner than I thought.
But it was a heck of a shot by Lichty. Of course, we know Lichty; he's averaging 12.4 points a game, and you know I don't think you can play on this Shamokin basketball team unless you can hit that three-pointer.
I agree with you.
Well, right now they have two with Joe Howe. Joe Howe's averaging over 16 points a game. Off to a great start here. He's got seven, almost half of his average. And not only that, but he stole that pass off of McAllister. Logan just didn't. It was off of a screen. He just didn't go hard after it. And Heil stepped in front.
Full court 2-2-1 now for Shamokin. Braves break it into the corner. Leonard, NCAA 3, and he hits the four-letter one for 3.
Well, he matches Heil with 7. That's his second 3 of the game.
At the foul line now, Shuey. Shuey will set it right side. He'll find Schroyer. Schroyer will give it off to Lefter, and Lefter will be fouled on the baseline.
By Cam Leonard.
Cam Leonard will get that one with 3 minutes to go in the first. Shikalimi down by 3, 14-11, as Wetzel comes in now for McAllister.
They had McAllister. McAllister and Moyer had him cornered.
Wow, Shuey muscled that away from the Braves. Kicked it out for a 3 for Heil, no good. Moyer with a rebound. That was going to be a catch and shoot by Shuey, and Shuey had it behind him. Somehow muscled it away and then almost got a 3 out of it.
Well, the Braves definitely are outsized, Kevin, but they've been doing a nice job on the offense or defensive boards.
And Leonard now in trouble. He's got a double team. Tipped and controlled by Wetzel, who lays it up and in. And the Braves trail by 1.
Well, Lucas,
and you hear the Luke
Lucas
chant.
Was in the right place at the right time. The ball came right to him. And the most important thing is, Kevin, he scored.
Far side head fake there by Lichty. Lichty drives in, finds Shuey, lays it up and in.
You cannot run out after those three-point shooters. They're going to go right around you. And Shuey picks up his second after a nice bounce pass to him coming down the middle. That's just disaster waiting to happen when you do that. There's a
pass to nowhere. Yeah, he was looked like Wetzel was looking for Williams to go in, and he didn't.
Backdoor. But he started. See, Ryan started to go that way. He gave a head fake to the outside, but he only took one step and came right back. And Luke Wetzel threw it where he was going, but he wasn't there.
Micah Moyer in the game now. Shikalimi Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Fresh Roasted Coffee and America's Hose Company. Over to the far side, Lichty with the basketball. Coming to the near wing now, Leffler. They'll bounce it in for Shuey. Back outside for Schroyer. Schroyer goes in, misses it. Wetzel with a rebound in the low box. Williams has his pass knocked out of bounds by Lichty. It'll be Shikalimi basketball.
Lichty did a nice job of shadowing that play. He stayed in the Braves' passing lane and stepped in at the last minute and almost got it. And that's what they do so well in the midcourt. They pick off your passes as you're trying to make the fast break.
Williams crosses the timeline now. He gives it off to Asher Moyer. Asher back to Williams, now to Leonard. Leonard with an NBA 3. That was really deep and short. Rebound by Shuey. And there's the lob pass for Heil. Heil can't hang on to it. Loses it out of bounds. Shikalimi basketball. 1:16 to go in the first. Shamokin leading at 16-13.
Heil also runs the court. Wow. Very well. Very well. Micah Moyer's got a tough job. Micah gives up a little bit of pounds and inches to Heil, and he's guarding him on the man-to-man system for the Braves right now.
1-2-2 press. Now Shikalimi breaks that, gets it in, and will set up the offense. Wetzel now on the outside, bounces it in for Leonard, or make that Moyer. And Micah gets fouled that time by number 21, Leffler.
Andrew Leffler.
The foul number 2-3 now on Shamokin. And now wholesale changes as Steinhardt comes in along with Wren and Price for Shamokin. Williams fakes the deep pass. Look at it. Now directs traffic. Finds Micah Moyer on the outside. Micah now hands it off to Williams, and Williams draws the blocking foul on Steinhardt. Foul number 4. One more before the Braves are shooting here for the next 55.9 in the period.
One thing that Shamokin's done now, since the Braves were basically picking them apart when they're man-to-man the first couple of times on their offensive sets, they're playing a lot tighter, but the officials have called 2 fouls now on them.
Asher Moyer with the basketball. Shikellamy trailing by three. They'll find Leonard on the far wing. Leonard puts it on the floor to the foul line, leans in, gets it somehow to Wetzel. Wetzel loses it, gets it back down to Leonard. Leonard to the foul line, driving in, works his way in, muscles it up for two from the right side.
And Cam with nine now, Kevin.
Correction, from the left side. That's under
his,
30.
That's his side. He's
left-handed. That is his side. Price now with the basketball, sends it around to Wren. Bounce pass to Schroyer. Now he'll give it off. And they'll play for the last shot now. Williams contesting with Price out front. 6 seconds left. They'll start the offense. Heil. Heil drives in, goes up, draws the foul with 1.8 remaining. That'll be team foul number three on the Braves, but likely sending.
Yeah, Micah Moyer's. I think Micah Moyer's going to pick up the foul. He had responsibility for Heil that time. He was in his hip pocket when Heil made that cut. All right, he was behind him, and as he tried to block the shot, he picked up the foul. No, Lucas Wetzel picked up the foul. I'm sorry.
It is Wetzel, yeah. And that one is no good from Heil. Heil, a 63% free throw shooter. Checking in now is Luciano for the Braves.
What the Braves have to do is they got to make sure they box out well here, especially the shooter.
And that shot's no good. Great rebound, too. Wetzel in there and Moyer both in there, and Asher comes up with it. And at the end of the first period, the Braves trail it by one, 16-15 here in Shamokin. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Wise Markets, Midtown Bistro, and Lackawanna College. Kevin Herr, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, in Shamokin. We were at Kent Memorial Stadium so many times for football, it just rolls out without me thinking about it.
You're right, Kevin. Braves couldn't have played a better quarter, Kevin. They made a couple of mistakes, but the most important thing is they hung in there and they went head-to-head and scored with Shamokin. And they just got it. They have to have another good quarter. Make it a good first half.
Now the Braves led midway through the first period, trailed by as many. Saw Shamokin go on a 7-0 run, trailed by as many as six. Now cut it to one. Moyer with the basketball, bounces it for Wetzel. Wetzel puts it off the window, missed it. Rebound, pushing it back the other way is Lichty. Lichty will send it out top of the key. Heil three, no good. Rimmed out. Rebound, Asher Moyer.
Yeah, that's another rebound for Asher Moyer. He's been a man in there tonight.
7:26 to go. Braves down by one here in the first half. Williams bounces it off of the knee of Heil at best. Heil goes up, and Williams will be called for the foul. And I thought it was a kick to him. At best, it bounced off his shin.
That's true. But again, that's Heil just getting out in the passing lane and doing what he does best. His quickness to get from here to 3 feet is so great that he gets a lot of steals, and he picks up his first foul shot. He's one for three today so far, Kevin.
I was going to say he missed the first two as Bruno comes in, and Leonard will now come in.
Well, the Braves trying to match up the size here, keeping all the big guys in there with Wetzel and Moyer and Micah Moyer.
I talked to Lucas about that knee brace on the left knee after the surgery, and I said, what's it like playing with that? He goes, it's so weird to get used to. It's like having like an aluminum leg, and he said it took me a while to get used to it, but now it's kind of second nature. Bounce pass Leonard going in, blocked on the way in
and
by
fouled.
Heil, and a foul indeed. Foul number one.
We'll see who's on, Kevin. Looks like it's on Heil.
Yep.
That will be second.
Actually, I think, is it his? It's his first, actually.
No, I have him for another foul. I guess they gave it to somebody else.
And Leonard is short on that one. Cam coming in shooting 80%. Team as a whole shooting from the line, 71%, 45% from the two-point area. Second one rattles in and is good and makes it a two-point lead now with seven to go in the half. Shamokin on top with the basketball. Heil to the right side to Steinhardt, back to Shuey. Send it into Heil. Heil draws a double team. The kick out in the corner. Lichty. Lichty works his way in. High dribble right off the rim and lays it up and in. Right hand, right side,
yeah,
right
got
in.
A good first step and got by everybody and then just went to the opposite side of the basket. So the rim actually helped anybody or stopped anybody from blocking that shot.
Used the basket as a screen. And now Bruno's in trouble at the half court line. Passes his way out of it to Wetzel. Wetzel back to Bruno. Bruno gets that one out of the sky. Swings back around to the near wing in front of Coach Zimmerman and the Shamokin bench. Bruno back out to Wetzel. Wetzel, good look at a three, just a little short. Bruno tips it, but it goes into the hands of Heil. Heil, long pass intended for Steinhardt. Steinhardt could not get the stick-em on the right hand to keep a hold of it.
The Braves need a basket, Kevin. They have not scored yet, and we're almost 2 minutes into the second period. And Shamokin has actually gone to the man-to-man. They triple team the ball sometimes, and you can't see when anybody's open. All right.
And besides,
and people got to move too. They can't stand in one spot. They've got to move and help that guy out. It's being triple teamed.
Besides Leonard's free throw, one of two. That's been it. Braves down by four with just under six to go here in the half. Williams now sets the offense in between the circles. He'll drift to the right, now to the left, now to the right again. Spins, takes the jumper, and threw it. Boy, that was nice ball handling.
Ryan has to do a little bit more.
Lichty with the fadeaway in the paint, answers back quickly. 22-18, Shamokin.
Yeah, the Braves score, and 2 seconds later, Shamokin scores. That's how fast they get the ball up the court.
That's called nullify. And Bruno now gets the ball in traffic, draws a foul.
It's on 11. That's going to be on the freshman, Steinhardt.
That'll be Steinhardt's second, team's second of the second period. Remember now, in this year, we reset after every period, and five will put you in the two-shot foul. There is no one-and-one anymore. Leonard gets the inbounds, leans in too far, couldn't get it. Rebound by Shuey. Well, outlet to Heil, who lays it up and in.
There was nobody back on defense. I mean, Heil took off, and there was nobody to stop him. They were trying to run him down.
Leonard from almost out of bounds for that three on the far side. No good. And Wetzel will now go to the line as that foul is going to come up on Heil, and that will be his second. With five to go here in the half, Shamokin leading at 24-18, and team foul number three for the Indians.
Oh, that's a nice offensive board by Luke down there in the short corner, and he took it to the bucket, and he forced it up there, and Heil fouled him.
Got the neon sneakers, does Wetzel. He will make the first one, and
Micah Moyer comes out.
No, it's going to be McAllister in for Moyer.
Micah Moyer comes out. McAllister goes in.
Second one up and in. Braves down by 4, 24-20 to Shamokin with 5 to go here in the half. Swinging around now between the circles to Price in the far corner. Heil, head fake. Ball fake.
That was
almost
a walk.
Walked.
That was a walk.
Near side three. Lichty overshot the basket on the backside. It's a putback for Schroyer.
He just went right over the back of one of the smaller guards. I don't know which one it was, but he didn't foul him. He just reached over the back and got the ball.
Schroyer picked up his first two of the ball game. Here's Bruno on the near wing. Steps back for three. That one was blocked by Heil. Picked up by Leonard. Leonard off the window too hard. Shuey with the rebound. He'll outlet and outlet to Price. Price goes around Williams, misses the shot. And a rebound controlled by McAllister and a whistle.
I think Schroyer's going to pick up his second foul, Kevin. I'm not sure. It's on four.
It's going to be on Schroyer. That will be team foul number four.
No, it's on five. But that is Schroyer.
That is Schroyer, yeah.
His first foul.
And a timeout, 30-second timeout by Bill Ziegler with 4:17 to go here in the half. Shamokin leading it by a score of 26-20. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by WNL Subaru, Add One, and J.D. Feaster Earthworks.
If Cam Leonard makes both of those shots down in the low box, he pushed them off to the opposite side. We're 26-24.
It's a whole different,
you know,
game.
And that, you see, that's the whole part of the game. You got to make those shots. You get those opportunities. Yeah, there's people around you, but you know, Cam's strong enough. He gets up. I think sometimes he's got so much force that when he gets up, he loses that touch or that angle. But he has those four, and the Braves are only two down. Well, I see Coach Zimmerman's giving one of the officials a near full down here.
What was the over under on that one?
I think it was 20.
McAllister with a basketball now. He's guarded out front there by Lichty. Now Leonard will drive in, draw a crowd, underhand scoop shot, no good. Rebound by Heil. Heil will outlet. He gets it out to Price, but Price couldn't drive it. Heil now with the basketball and a 6-point Shamokin lead. Nice steal by Asher Moyer.
Yeah, he overplayed his man and was rewarded with a steal.
Bruno, Leonard. Leonard now to the foul line. Gives it off to Moyer. Moyer now to Williams to reset the offense. Williams working between the circles, drifting to the right. Now finds Bruno. Bruno, left-hand dribble, switches hands, goes in, forces one up, back iron, no. Big rebound by Heil. He has really dominated the defensive boards here in this period. Here comes Heil with a jump stop, put it up and in. 8-point Shamokin lead, their largest of the afternoon.
Well, he's 16 points a game, and he has 13 here, Kevin. Now that Shamokin is starting to get this ball, they're starting to take control of the game.
Asher Moyer now off the window and in from the left side. That was a nice-looking shot. Over to the right side, Lichty. They'll swing it around in the corner. Heil, three, far side, comes up short. All Braves under the basket as Williams picks it up.
The one thing that Shamokin's not doing is they're not going to the boards on the outside shots.
You're right.
And the Braves are benefiting from that, especially when Shamokin misses.
Here's Moyer, near side three, in and out of the cylinder.
Of course, no Braves went for that one either, Kevin, so Shamokin's benefiting from that.
Turnabout's fair play.
Exactly.
Schroyer with the rebound there as Shamokin gets it inside to Shuey, and that will be a foul on McAllister.
Yeah, Logan reached over the top and took a swing trying to knock the ball away. And that's an easy call for most officials, Kevin.
Leffler coming back into the game for Price now for Shamokin. Braves trail it by six. Second team foul for Shikalamian. Not a shooting situation yet. 2:22 to go in the half. All alone on the far wing with Scheffler. He decided not to, or Leffler rather, did not go for the three. They'll find Shuey inside, fade away, rolls it over the front of the rim and in.
I don't understand why they don't go to him every time down at the floor. There's nobody going to hand him. I don't think Shuey plays football, but if he would, he'd be one heck of an offensive or defensive tackle or defensive end.
Actually, I thought he did.
Maybe a tight end. I don't know.
Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Lichty. Lichty will outlet to Shuey, who has it, lost it, got it back. Now to Lichty, near wing, three, got it. Nothing but net there. 33-22, and a largest lead of the night of 11.
Well, this is what happens sometimes. You play one good quarter, and now the second quarter, the other team, I don't know if they get more serious or they wait up, but right now Shamokin is just putting it to the Braves.
You're partially right. You play one good quarter against Shamokin, and then they come back.
Yeah, there's a steal.
And there's a steal, and all alone as Lichty lays it off the window and in. 35-22, and another timeout by Bill Ziegler, who is not at all liking what he's seen in the last 2 minutes.
They didn't go for the pass. The pass was out to Cam Leonard, and he stood there, and Lichty just stepped in front and took it for the layup. You know, when you play a team that's as aggressive and as quick as Shamokin is, and they get to the ball or they get to the passing lane so quick, you have to step towards the ball. If you step towards the ball, they're going to run into it and you're going to get fouled. If not, they steal it and off they go. And that's not the first time that's happened tonight. Heil has done it several times. And again, I think it's the fact that you're not watching and you don't know where they are. You have to know where your man is playing you, and you have to know where the other people are at all times.
35-22 with a minute 21 to go here in the first half. Shamokin with a 13-point lead. That is their largest of the afternoon.
Well, we don't want this to turn into a rout.
That's for sure.
And I'm sure Coach Ziegler doesn't want it to. Now, they're going to get a full court pressure here. They're going to double team the ball. and everybody else, you got to get rid of it.
Look, and Williams does at the half court line, and finds Bruno.
You got people open, but you got to pass the ball. You can't dribble through this.
Bruno inside the paint, now to Moyer. Moyer will drift it off for Leonard, top of the key with a minute remaining. Leonard to the right side, finds Williams, who is flashing in, threw it behind him, a loose ball picked up by Schroyer. Schroyer will outlet now to Loeffler. Loeffler gets fouled for two shots. That might have been a little bit of frustration foul there. Actually, I'm going to correct that. That's actually not Loeffler, it's Steinhardt.
Williams picks up his second foul. It's Steinhardt was off the rebound. You know, usually when you're doing that, they don't give you two shots for the tap, but they did give it to him this time.
And he misses the first one. Steinhardt coming in, a 63% free throw shooter. Rays will now bring in Logan Fisher for Williams.
Well, you don't want him to pick up his third foul here. You got 50 seconds to go. You're down by 13. You might as well let him sit the last 50 seconds.
And that one hits every part of the rim just about and drops in. Under 50 to go, 36-22. A 14-point Shamokin lead as Bruno brings it up. Bruno switches hands, drives in, head fakes to left side, finds Moyer, puts it up,
no
good.
Too hard.
Rebound by Steinhardt. Steinhardt with a long dribble. Pocket pick from behind by Asher Moyer. 30 seconds left. Here comes Bruno back with a 3-on-4. Bruno will take it all the way in. Around Shuey, no good. Loose ball picked up now by Schroyer. 18 seconds left as Lichty will come back with it. And now they'll hold up and play for the last shot, leading it 36-22. Lichty over to the right side. Wide open was Loeffler. It was too early to take that shot. Deep three, top of the key. Lichty hit that one from the NBA line. 39-22 as Lichty finishes the half with 15. Shamokin leads it 39-22 at the half. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
These days, there's no shortage of people in need of help, but there is a shortage of people who can truly provide the assistance that people in our communities need. If you're the kind of person who's here to help others, Lackawanna College is here to help you start a rewarding career in human services. From basic necessities to guidance, counseling, and treatment, take a closer look at a career in human services. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, will move the earth to serve you.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Halftime here at Shamokin, where Shamokin leads Shikellamy by a score of 39-22 here on WKOK. Coming up later on this afternoon on 100.9 The Valley, one of our sister stations, you can catch a very interesting game between American and Bucknell. Bucknell coming off the big win against Holy Cross. That will be at Soika Pavilion. It's also Dirk Soika slam dunk with SunCom Soika Pavilion today. I mean, again, that's Bucknell and American. That will begin at 1:30 on 100.9 The Valley. And then it's Steelers football coming off afterwards. Must win for the Steelers as they take on the Ravens from Baltimore. That is a 4:30 start immediately following Bucknell basketball on 100.
Hey, I got somebody to take my spot in the dunk competition. Did you get anybody to do that up at the Soika Pavilion?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't find anybody that had the skill set that I had to do that, or the lack of skill set to do that.
And one other thing, what game hasn't been win or lose for the Steelers?
That's pretty much true.
It's a must win for the Steelers. It's a must win for the Steelers. Must win. How many different ways can you say it, right?
You're not wrong. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. And online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Quick look at top 25 college basketball. Marquette is trailing Seton Hall 42-39 at the half. North Carolina and Clemson are tied at 34 at the half. And it is Kentucky trailing Florida by one midway through the first, 27-26, Florida leading there. And tomorrow here on WKOK, Steve Jones and Dick Girardi on the way, I hope last night, from Lansing, Michigan, where they were the other night with Michigan State on Wednesday night. And then they are flying.
No, they were in Philadelphia for that.
No. Philly's tomorrow. Philly's the game against Michigan at the Palestra. So they were in Lansing.
I thought they played at the Palestra on that night.
So. No, they were in Lansing and stuck in Lansing because they had a plane issue. So the Steve Jones Show on Friday was from Lansing, and they were flying to Philadelphia trying to beat the storm. They were going to go right to Philadelphia and then finally come back home. So the Nittany Lions haven't been home since probably Monday or Tuesday.
I got you.
As a matter of fact, Steve made a point of that on the Steve Jones Show by saying, you know, he normally overpacks a day anyway in case there's an issue. Well, this is a little bit longer than a day, so he visited Target, which was just down the road from the hotel. I have no idea what he bought, but he bought some clothes and, as he said, some essentials at Target. If you missed the Steve Jones Show, you can always check the Steve Jones Show podcast out wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, Steve Jones Show on WKOK from 1 to 3. Chief, first half numbers.
Well, Case Lichty outscored Shikellamy in the second quarter all by himself with 13 or 12. He has 15 to lead the scoring for Shamokin. Joe Heil has 13. And then you've got Jensen Shuey with 6. And then you've got several kids that have one basket or have a foul shot. For the Braves, Cam Leonard is in double figures with 10. And then Ryan Williams has 4. And so does Lucas Wetzel. And Joni L. Bruno has 2, and that's about it as far as the scoring goes for the Braves.
It wasn't a bad first period. Trailed 16-15, but then Shamokin just blew everything up and outscored Shikellamy 23-7, including what is now the largest lead of the day of 17.
What did Yamamoto say to his people on the ship after they bombed Pearl Harbor?
I think we
waking up a sleeping giant. Well, that's what happened. That's what happened with the second quarter for the Shamokin Indians. They just played with so much more intensity, and the Braves were having trouble, you know, getting the ball up the court. Once they got it to half court, sometimes they got double teamed, sometimes they got triple teamed, and then they just forced the issue. They just pushed the ball. I don't think they ran more than one or two set offenses that entire second period. Everything was off of a rebound and a fast break, led by Lichty and Joe Heil as they brought the ball up the court.
Well, if you're undecorating today, we appreciate you having us on and listening to this afternoon's game. And if you're just getting the snowblower ready for the snow that's coming later on today, AccuWeather says 4 to 8. Thanks for taking us along with you. Second half coming up next.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury. Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third-generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Shiftman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck and Service First Federal Credit Union. Second half just about ready to start with Shamokin leading at 39-22. Kevin Hur along with the Chief Dave Ritchie here at a not snowy, at least as far as we know, Cole Township and Shamokin High School.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
You know, Micah Moyer is Dave Moyer's son, and he comes to the games. We could get him to do a live commercial sometime. Remember when they used to do that? The announcers used to do them.
Yeah.
Dwayne Lemley was good at it.
By the bucket, by the barrel, by the bag.
It's finger-licking good. That's Kentucky Fried Chicken on the Golden Strip. For a really good tire deal, see the tire doctor, Marty Bloom, Route 61. Now back to the action.
Oh, some of the memories of WKOK over the last 91 years coming up.
I can remember 50-some, but not 90.
No. All right, back in action. Shamokin now attacking the basket to our left with the lead and the basketball. Heil with the 12-footer, put it up and in.
Exact same play they ran to open the scoring. Joe Heil hits that 8-footer from just beyond the short corner with nobody on him.
41-22 now. Shamokin leading it by 19. Here comes Leonard driving in, left hand off the window. No, Heil with the rebound. He has been really good on the defensive boards. Steinhardt now swings it around to Heil. Heil,
ooh,
too hot to handle. Tried to fire it in there to
Jetson Shuey.
And that was, that was Mach 2 with its hair on fire.
If Shuey would have caught that, he'd have burns on his fingers,
sure
all right?
Would.
Or if it would have went through his hands, all right?
It's a wonder we didn't hear the sonic boom when it broke the sound barrier. Williams now in trouble. He'll find McAllister. McAllister off the knee of Heil, and a held ball called as Steinhardt ties up Leonard.
You know, Logan puts that ball on the floor and goes to the basket. He has a layup, but instead he didn't turn around and face. You know, you got to take advantage. He was all alone, and he gave the defense from Shamokin just enough time to catch up to him.
Leonard gets his inbound back, runs the baseline, finds McAllister. McAllister over the window, overshot the basket. And now Heil coming back the other way. Heil finds Shuey at the foul line, back to Heil near wing. Top of the key, head fake there by Lichty.
You know, even as hot as Lichty's shooting, he's going to run some more time off the clock there. He could have taken, he had an open three there. There again, he passed.
Yeah, this is definitely a slower Temple Shamokin team than we really ever see. They backed it out here again. And they're just going around. Left side three-pointer on the way by Price. No good. And it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, McAllister
off
hit it.
Off a ship.
McAllister hit it on the way out.
6:29 to go, third period, 41-22. Shamokin on top, trying to go to 9-4 on the season.
They played some tough teams. They played, wow.
Williams was trying to get the charge on of Lichty, and Lichty missed the shot, got it back, put it up and in, while Williams was trying to convince the official that there should have been a whistle.
He was laying on the floor.
And there's a trap. Lichty has it on the bad pass. He'll find Heil. Heil will fight his way through the double team and put it up and in. Now 45-22 as Wetzel's ready to check in at the next stoppage.
This is a 1-2-2 press, and they're going to trap as soon as the ball gets to half court.
And there it is. And Williams draws the foul.
Yeah. The official right in front of the play did not call it. It was the one across that called it. And that's on number 11, Kevin.
It's going to be on Steinhardt.
His third, team's first of the period. Third period. And the Braves make a change now as Wetzel comes in now for McAllister.
Well, they need Lucas's.
Trying to get some muscle in there with Shuey. Yeah.
Bulk in there. And I don't mean that as a negative thing.
And
nice job
pass.
By Heil.
Heil just read that pass, picked it off in front of Moyer. Woo. Bruno gets called for the foul as he rejects the Price shot out of bounds.
Well, Joniel did a nice job of getting up to block that shot, but I think he had his hand on Price's body to help him get up there. But, you know, anyway, that's going to be two for Price. Price has not been to the foul line. He has 2 points on a bucket he had in the first quarter. Chance to add two here.
Price, a 50% free throw shooter on the season. 5:34 left here in the third period. And that is good to make it 46-22 as checking into the game now will be Micah Moyer. He will come in for Asher Moyer, who comes out and goes to see the trainer.
I don't, something must have happened to Asher either down at this end.
He looks like he's walking all right.
Yeah.
Second one is up and in. 47-22, 5:30 remaining, third period. Shamokin leading it.
Shamokin's 5 for 8 from the foul line, Kevin.
Better than their team average. Foul line extended. Left side, Moyer, no good. Micah missed the shot. Rebound, Shamokin. Feed to Heil, and Heil will be fouled from behind. Is that going to be on Williams?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
The shot was blocked by Micah Moyer. That's his third.
Yep, I was just going to say, that's going to be his third.
You know, Micah had that, like, 15-footer. He usually nails that. He was just a little short.
Heil tied for the game high 17. Now has the game high right now of 18. He was tied with Lichty. Has since broken said tie and extended his game high 19.
After missing the first two foul shots in the first quarter, he's made the last four in a row.
And again, the Braves struggling with that defense. Far side, Wetzel, deep three, no good. Tap out, loose ball, picked up by Price. Price goes up, draws the offensive foul. I was going to say draws the foul, but Bruno actually drew the charge that time.
Yeah, Joniel with a nice job of getting back and just setting up in the low box, and Price went right through him.
That's his first charge of the season. 49-22, under five here in the third. Shamokin leading it. Williams bounces it over to Leonard. Leonard drifting between the circles as Schroyer's ready to check in for Shamokin. Here comes the baseline jumper for Micah Moyer. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Goes off the window.
Wow.
That one just to the right. Can't buy a bucket right now. Shuey with a rebound. He'll outlet now and find Price on the fast break bucket.
Shamokin releases somebody every time the Braves go to the hoop, and the Braves have not gotten back several times. Sometimes it's Heil, sometimes it's Price.
Well, that's exactly what Bill Ziegler was working with his team on through the end of the week last week, as Leonard's three is no good and goes out of bounds off of Heil. And now Shamokin will bring in Schroyer, and he also checking in will be Loeffler. As Steinhardt comes out and Price comes out.
a lot of times those short shots by the Braves, there's a lot of pressure in there, and sometimes you exert a little bit too much energy, and you just don't get the right bounce off the rim.
After a tight first period right now, if the Braves don't get a bucket here, they're in danger of seeing a moving clock. Cam Leonard with it. Leonard driving in and has it stolen away by Schroyer, and a travel on the floor.
You do anything once you're on the floor. You know,
you can't move, roll, twitch.
How can you have a pivot foot if you're on your heels, all right?
Would a pivot elbow count?
Well, a pivot heel, not a pivot toe, okay. Nice back door.
Good pass to Bruno from Wetzel, and Bruno couldn't finish it. Coming back the other way, Heil. We'll back it off a little bit with Lichty. Lob it into Shuey. Into the corner. Three. No good. Heil missed it off the back iron. Shamokin gets a loose ball with Leftel. Leffler will send it inside now to Schroyer. He will go to the line.
I believe Micah Moyer, number 12, is going to pick up that foul.
You are correct.
It is a shooting foul. Put Schroyer on the line. He has not been to the line this afternoon. He does have a bucket, though, in the second quarter.
Third team foul for Shikalimi.
Well, they were shooting 5-for-8. Right now, if you add another 5 to that, 13, and add 5, they're shooting 10 for 13. That's 11 for 14 right now.
Well, Schroyer's not the guy you want to put on the line. He's an 85% free throw shooter this year. 3:23 to go in the third, 53-22, as Wetzel takes the jumper, back iron, no, all white shirts, except for Heil, who they outlet to. He lays it up, no good, tip around. Wetzel had it for a second, got it out of his hands, into Heil's hands, and Shamokin will get possession back. As I said, it's like having every player out there has eight arms, or four arms for Shamokin. Heil, foul line jumper, back iron, no good, rebound by Bruno. Bruno now brings it back. Right side by Williams. Tapped out of his hands, and then he gets it back. He'll back up a little bit. Guarded there by Lichty. Now drifting between the circles with a right-hand dribble. Bounces it to the foul line to Wetzel. Deep three. Leonard, no. Backside rebound. Heil again. His defensive rebounds have just, I mean, he's got to be close to 20. And driving in the cylinder and back out is Lichty. Bruno with it, has a two-on-two. Bruno will go in. He'll find Leonard. Leonard to Williams, wing three. No, overshot the basket. Backside rebound by Lichty. Lichty will outlet now and find Leffler. And now they'll reset the offense. Lichty, Leffler, Shuey inside. Skyhook, missed it. Rebound by Moyer. Micah will outlet now to Leonard. Under two to go and a stagnant score here at 53-22. Bruno, long three, backside rebound that time by Leffler.
Well, the Braves are in a running game, and they're not doing too good.
And there's a skyhook that was good for Heil, and now a wholesale set of changes as Shamokin now calls a timeout with 1:41 to go in the third, up by 33.
Well, the Braves have been shut out this entire third quarter. They have not scored a bucket.
Shikalimi Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Sunbury Motors, Purdy Insurance, and Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture.
Kevin, you know, when you get in a situation like this where both teams are running up and down the court, and really Shamokin was the only team that did any type of run any set offense, and they did it very few times there. Shamokin's scoring, and the Braves are not. The Braves have missed several layups. They've missed open three-point shots, and it's
running and gunning.
It's kind of sad right now, all right? To get shut out an entire quarter.
Well, and neither team has really shot the ball that well in the last 3 minutes. I mean, it's been a lot of up and down and throwing it up, to hoping for the best. And a foul coming on Steinhardt. That will be team foul number 3, Steinhardt's 4th.
You know, Kevin, one of the things I've noticed, we've only done 2 games so far, but Ryan Williams has not shooting much. He has not taken many outside shots against Central Mountain or against Shamokin.
Averaging 8 points a game coming into this. Leonard with the left hand and puts it up and in, and the Braves finally stop the drought.
1 minute remaining and a 55-24 lead here in the third period. They'll send it to the top of the key now to Schroyer. Inside, and Loeffler will put it up and in.
He just got right. He just got completely away from his man that was guarding him. In fact, his man was in his back hip as he caught the ball in the paint, and it was an easy score.
Nice backdoor move by Williams. Draws the foul on Loeffler.
That's his second foul.
The clock is continuing to run here with a 57-24. Nope, they are going to stop the clock.
Well, they stop for the foul shots, Kevin. Once the official makes the call, then they'll stop the clock from running. Ryan will get two here.
And there's one.
That's point number five for Ryan. What's he averaging for the year, Kev?
Eight. And six will come up a little bit short, so it'll be stuck at five. Loeffler with a rebound, under 20 to go. Shamokin with a basketball. Price now backs up a little bit. He'll wait and play for the last shot. 13 seconds left, and Steinhardt, far side. He will give it off now to Wren, who's back in the game for the first time. Three-pointer near wing, Steinhardt, no good. Good rebound by Schroyer, puts it back up with one, and that one doesn't go. So at the end of three, it is Shamokin with a commanding 57-25 lead as the Braves only able to muster one bucket from the floor in that period. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Final 8 minutes on the clock, and it will be a moving 8 minutes as Shamokin has a 57-25 lead over Shikellamy. Braves with only one bucket from the floor and then also a foul shot in that period. Shamokin starting with the basketball. Wren will get it, drive in, come up short. Rebound and the putback by Schroyer is good.
Well, Cruz Schroyer picks up his 6 point. That's his second bucket. Go along with his two foul shots.
All the starters
are out.
Price,
yeah,
out for Shamokin.
A lot of young kids in there. There's a good cut by Moyer.
Shikellamy's got some changes in there as well.
Asher Moyer with a cut off of a screen from the opposite high box or high foul line, cuts down the left side and gets the pass and makes the shot.
Asher went to see the trainer in the third period, so this is his first appearance since then. Moyer in with
that's
a double
team. Dribble.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Oh, my gosh.
Over the far side, Loeffler sends it in and putting
Schroyer.
It up and in is Schroyer.
Kevin, I guess I shouldn't say anything. I mean,
well, we are a good ways away.
He dribbled, and then he picked the ball up, and then he dribbled again.
We're normally courtside. We are not, obviously, at Shamokin. If you're familiar with the gym, we are high above the rest. Here comes Leonard driving in off the window, no good. Walter tried to tap it away and goes into Shamokin's hands anyway. Price now with the basketball. Losing it and getting it back is Loeffler. He'll send it over to Steinhardt, and he'll take the jumper, sit off the rim twice, and drop off. I'm going to correct what I said earlier. Two starters in the game for Shamokin. Steinhardt is also in there, but he's a freshman, along with Price, the junior. And Steinhardt's coming out now, and Lichty will be back in. Again, Shamokin only really has eight that they go.
Yeah, that's about it.
Now a couple of the JV players are getting their warm-ups off with 6 minutes remaining and a 61-27 Shamokin lead. There's nice feed inside. Kicks it back out for Fisher for three. No good. And a whistle underneath the basket. And that's going to be on Moyer, Asher Moyer.
His,
no, it's not.
No.
It's on 30.
I'm sorry.
It's on Schroyer.
Schroyer. That's his second, team second. And now coming out of the game is Price. And that is Williams forcing one up there. And it looks like he's going to be fouled by Loeffler.
Yeah, Loeffler, I mean, a nice job of, you know, Ryan did a little step back and then stepped into the box. They got him the ball. And he did a double pump and Loeffler got up in the air and fouled him as he was trying to make that short. I'd say it was almost like a layup.
That'll be his third foul, team's third foul of this period. That one does not go for Williams. Williams coming in a 74% free throw shooter, second on the team. He'll have a second chance here. And that one no good. Nice rebound. Asher Boyer puts it right back up and in. 61-27, 5:13 remaining in the timeout by Coach Zimmerman as he is going to, I believe, sub in a few more players.
Asher Moyer hasn't given up, Kevin. I mean, he's been going hard.
Usually don't
doing
see that
every, doing everything that he can. You know, he stole that board that which should have been taken by one of Shamokin's up guys in the foul shooting situation and turned it into 2 points.
Yeah, he's not a giver upper.
He has 6 right now.
61-29, 5:13 to go. Running clock here in Shamokin. As the game originally was scheduled for a noon JV, they moved it up an hour earlier due to the pending weather.
That's mention number 8.
That doesn't count. double team at the foul line of Lichty.
Is it on Williams or is it on Fisher?
I don't know.
It's going to be on Fisher, yeah.
First team foul now for the Braves in this period.
Logan Fisher picks up his first.
Shamokin with the basketball. They'll send it out to the far side to Lichty. Near wing now, Wren. They'll bounce it inside.
There's Moyer right away.
And again, it was Moyer and Fisher, and Moyer comes up with it. And Moyer gets bumped by Lichty with team foul number 4 for Shamokin as he went up the far sideline.
Again, they tried to get the ball in the low box. Shamokin did. And Asher Moyer came over and got in front of him and got a hold of the ball, knocked it down. Logan Fisher grabbed it and gave it right back to Asher, and Asher took it down the court.
Williams comes out of the game for Shikellamy as Asher Moyer goes in, gives it off to
Charlie Walter,
who puts it up and will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Charlie's going to get a chance. Charlie had a good JV game. I know he was in double figures, but one of the things he did so well was he rebounded well in there. That foul was on 0, which I don't have.
Kramer.
Landon Kramer.
And the first opportunity, no good. Here comes Leland DeWeese. I believe that's how it's pronounced. My apologies if I didn't get that one correct. Did not prep on that one and expect to see him come in. Now the Braves will bring in Luke Beyer
for Asher.
61-30 as Asher's able to pick up one. 3:50 remaining, and that one rolls out of bounds, and it is Braves ball with 3:46 and rolling to go in the final stanza. Shamokin up 31. Small crowd here this afternoon, probably because of the early start. Has nothing to do with what you're thinking about. I knew what you were thinking.
Nothing to do with the weather, right?
There's a one-hander in there by Luciano. That one no good. Shamokin gets the ball back. I saw you getting ready to count. Over to the right side, Wren. Sends it in now for Schroyer. Turn around over the top of the basket. No good. And the rebound by Luciano. He'll bring it back. Find Fisher on the near wing. Attacking the basket to our right. Far wing. Firing it up. And that one no good by Beyer. Had a good look at a 3. Over to the far side now. DeWeese with the basketball. He'll get it back. Look at the corner 3. Decide to take it in anyway.
Now the near wing three, back iron no for Wren. Backside rebound, Shamokin. Dewey's with a three, overshot the basket. Luciano with a rebound with 2:30 to remaining in this one. And that one rolls out of bounds, Shamokin basketball.
No, Johnny out tried to, no, that was number 22. Who is 23? That's
Luciano.
Luciano tried to make a long bounce pass, and it went behind Logan Fisher.
Kramer with a basketball for Shamokin, gives it off. They'll get it inside to Schroyer, kick it back out now with 2:08 to go. One thing you don't see Shamokin do, and that's hold the ball very long. Loose ball on the floor, everybody's on the floor. It is a scrum and a held ball call. And coming in now will be Burrell and Warhatch. 61-30, Shikellamy with the ball as Luke Beyer will bring it in. He'll find Luciano. And we pretty much have a repeat of where we were about an hour or so ago.
Except for Logan Fisher.
With the exception of Logan Fisher, you are correct. Logan's got the ball right now.
And Byers. Byers also a senior, so.
And there's the feed inside for Walter.
Nice move.
Oh, that was a really good move, and he scooped it up there. Moved to the left, went to the right, scooped it right up over the rim. Chief, that looked like you.
And Charlie is left-handed. He went back with the right hand. Wow.
That looked like I would imagine what
that
you
was,
looked
that
like.
That was great. Nah, Charlie's better than I am.
Ran with the basketball. Sends it over to the far side to Price. I'm going to correct that. That's Deweese. Now back to Kramer. Shot on the way, no good on the drive. Morrell now goes up, and that will draw a whistle. And
Logan Fisher's going to get the foul.
We will have a shooting situation here with just 38.6 remaining, and Shamokin leading it 61-32. So Burrell now at the line, or Burrell rather. Did not get the first one. He'll have another opportunity here. Burrell, the right-hander, gets that one to drop in. Shamokin up 30 with 38.6 to go. And that will wind down the clock now as Luciano will bring it in. He'll take an opportunity for the bucket. No. Put back by Fisher. That one draws a foul, and he will get two shots
it's
here.
Charlie Walter.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Walter, and I knew that was Walter and not Fisher. It's one of those things that when brain finally got the communication to mouth, it turned into something different. You ever have that problem?
Yes, all the time.
21.2 is Charlie Walter to the line. The left-hander fires it up and in. Go to 29 now, the difference, 62-33, as he picks up his second of the game. And his third.
That's 3-for-4, 75%, 5 points here in this fourth quarter.
Shamokin with the, most likely the final possession here. As Wren brings it up, draws a double team with 11. Lobs it out to half court to Dewey. Down to the near side to Wren. Double team again. Back to Dewey's top of the key with 4. Over to the right side, and that will pretty much do it. So after a tight first period, Shamokin takes command and improves to 9-4 overall with a 62-34 win over the Shikellamy Braves. All the postgame coming up next. This is Braves basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the Place with Roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Hose Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Hose Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Shamokin, after a little bit of a slow start, comes out and dominates Shikellamy in the final three periods of this one. 62-34 here in Brunch with the Braves. A little matinee basketball on WKOK. Chief, you have some of the final numbers here as we have them this afternoon.
For the victors today, Shamokin Indians, they were led by Joe Heil with 21 points. And then Kay Slickview had a great second quarter with 13, ends up with 17. And then they were followed by Cruz Schroyer with 8, and they had two players with 6. That would have been Ryan Price along with Jensen Shuey. For the Braves, they were led by Cam Leonard. He was the only one in double figures with 12. The next high scorer was Asher Moyer with 6. Freshman Charlie Walter and senior Ryan Williams had 5 apiece, so that got their 34.
Well, no surprise. We thought Shamokin would play physical. We thought they'd have a lot of hands on the basketball. We thought they'd move the ball up and down the court. First period, they didn't. Then I think they finally realized that, okay, we're going to have to play it. And you know what? This happens a lot with Shamokin in the first period. They play really tight with Shikellamy, and the last few years they have just gone and just run the table then in the next three periods, just like today.
Yeah, they did. And it's a very good team. They're big, they're strong, they're quick. And it's something that they've been working on since Chris Zimmerman's been here. They've always had some nice big kids, but they've also got everybody that can shoot that ball from the outside.
Well, we'll be back with you again on Wednesday night at Sealands Grove. It'll be Shikellamy at Sealands Grove. Airtime set for 7:15, scheduled 7:30 tip-off. That will be on Wednesday night. Coming up tomorrow here on WKOK, Penn State is taking on Michigan at the Palestra. 11:30, Steve and Jack take to the air. Steve and Dick Girardi take the air. And it will be noon for tip-off there from the Palestra in Philadelphia. Coming up in just a few, just starting now on 100.9 The Valley, Bucknell and American. You can hear that game over there and at BucknellBison.com. You can also catch the Steelers later on this afternoon against the Ravens at about 4:30. Snow starting to fall here in Cole Township, Chief.
Yes,
your final thoughts as we wrap it up.
Well, the Braves have to start to put together quarters, play well like they did the first quarter, and they just aren't getting any balanced scoring. The last two games, they basically haven't had anybody that's in double figures except for one person, and that's something that they're going to need to do. They're going to need to put the ball in the basket. All right, that's what's important.
Well, that'll do it from Cole Township, where Shamokin defeats Shikellamy 62-34. Braves fall to 4-6 overall and will be now 0-2 in conference play. Shamokin now improves to 2-0 in conference play, 9-4 overall. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe. 4 to 8 inches, according to AccuWeather. Get updates on that and WinterNet at WKOK.com. This has been a WKOK Sports presentation.